On this episode of the Rust Friends podcast, it is going to be available on YouTube, so make sure you head over there to check out the full stream and see if you agree with some of the comments that we featured. Are MJF and Adam Cole the best tag team in wrestling? Is the Judgment Day prepping to take the place of the Bloodline? And we are counting down the days until All Out Week. Teddy and I will talk about a few companies who have already announced matches and a couple of meet and greets that we're looking forward to. All right, Rust Friends, let's talk about wrestling.
For the thousands in attendance, for the millions watching around the world.
You know what that means, boys and girls?
The Devils! Settle!
Goodbye and good night. Bang!
What's up, Rust Friends?
Hello.
How is everyone? My name is Edie.
My name is Tony.
And you are listening to the Rust Friends podcast. I know we have some fam watching.
Yes.
So if you can hear us, let us know.
Yeah, please let us know. Imagine we just do this whole thing and
nothing, no recording.
We're just watching us.
Nothing happens. Let us know in the comment section. And we can also feature comments today. So we are super excited. We're trying out, I feel like every week we might have like a new platform to try streaming, but this one is free. It's OBS. I feel like you need a beginner's guide.
Yeah.
Because my brother just kind of, he was like, oh yeah, I set it up for you. Here you go. And I was like, oh.
Just left you here.
To like find YouTube videos on myself. I was like, boo. There's a lot that's happened in wrestling this week, restaurant. So we're going to talk about it all. Super excited and hope that everyone can hear us. This is the second episode of the Restaurants podcast that is streamed. So make sure that you guys head over to our YouTube channel if you are listening through our audio on Spotify or iTunes or wherever people listen to their podcasts. We also have this video version available. So make sure you guys check that out. Give us a like, subscribe to our YouTube channel because we literally have so many videos on there, Rust Friend. And it's just really, really cool. What should we start with this week, Rust Friend? I feel like there's a lot that we can start with. But what do you want to talk about?
I mean, we can just start off with MJF and Adam Cole, baby. I feel like that's one of the best things going on wrestling TV right now.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
And you and your notes, you have like a very, very long paragraph. So let's just start there.
Yeah, I do. And it's from Wrestling Inc., we love Freddie Prinze Jr.
Mm-hmm.
He's iconic. I loved Scooby-Doo. I feel like that's where my love for Freddie Prinze Jr. came out.
Mine was
Scooby-Doo.
For his show, from his show.
Yes, that one was so good,
that,
too.
And then I started seeing him in movies, and I'm like, hey. Mm-hmm. Even though he did the movies before.
Before that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he 10 out of 10 guy.
Yes, I agree.
10 out of 10. And he also loves wrestling.
Exactly.
So that just totally helps him out. So he has called MJF and Adam Cole the best tag team in wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree with that?
I mean,
or maybe I should give you his reasoning of why he said that before.
Okay.
Or, I mean, do you want to give your opinion now?
I mean, the best?
Yeah.
You know, I have other favorites that I would say are the best.
Yeah, yeah.
But entertaining right now? Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely agree with you on that. Because the best tag team, I don't know. But I guess like entertainment-wise, absolutely.
Yes.
Those guys are super, super entertaining. So he was talking with people on his podcast, so Wrestling with Freddie. He said that he really likes MJF's like buddy cop kind of feel that he has, which I kind of get.
Yeah.
And then he said that he treats the AEW championship as like his girlfriend in the 80s, which was so specific. But I get it.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, it makes sense. You don't even have to explain why.
Yes.
Like, I see it.
It totally made sense. I was like, oh, okay, sir. Yeah. But he's talked about how, like, even though he knows that someone is going to betray someone else, that he knows that it's just going to be good television. And he likes the tag team as they are right now. So I completely agree with him. And, like, the fact that they are super entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that when the dance-off was happening, Freddie was watching with his daughter. And then, you know, as soon as the dance-off started, she got up and she was, like, kind of also doing her thing. So I'm like, that is adorable.
That dance-off was, first of all, I was not expecting that. I was not expecting that. And I was not expecting for Adam Colbebe to dance like that either. So that caught me so off guard. I was cracking up. Watch with my sister. And my sister doesn't really watch wrestling like that. But the one time she does, they put that and she was cracking up.
It was very unexpected on Adam's side. I mean, we know, I feel like Adam is goofy. But I have never seen this side of Adam Cole.
Right.
So I thought this was really, really nice. And the fact that MJF kind of just plays along with everything, because this isn't the first time that we've seen him do something like this. When he did his little like Broadway number with Jericho, when he sung Happy Birthday to Adam Cole. So we know that he is, I guess like a team player,
yeah.
But he's down for anything.
Yeah. I mean, since he was a little boy, right?
Oh my God. I completely play the footage.
Yeah. I mean, she, I don't know if anyone knows this, but anyone watching has never seen those clips of MJF and Rosie O'Donnell's show. Look it up. Look it up on YouTube. It's the cutest thing ever.
Yeah, Adam Cole. MJF singing You Are My Sunshine. Literally iconic. Mm-hmm. I watched that video so many times.
I bet you have.
It is so funny. Restaurant, the it's first, so oh my cute. God.
The way he talks.
Yes, his little so accent. Cute. And he's
yeah.
adorable. And then his singing voice.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
I can see you going up there too on stage
singing
like opera.
I don't think I'd be able to, Restaurant.
Well,
honestly,
you used to be a singer.
I don't know, always singing.
I
don't think I was a good singer. Restaurant.
Best memories of you of you singing along to you know the tracks on movies and stuff.
I'm having flashbacks, Restaurant. I honestly don't remember. Probably because I was traumatized. I probably blacked that out.
That makes me so sad. I'm sorry.
Probably blacked that out. Yeah. Who knows? Maybe I'll revive my singing career. But you have to do it with me, Restaurant. We were just talking about this.
I'm so down.
Guys, so before we started recording, we were talking about how we need, you know, we have this little intro that pops up before we start streaming. But now we need like a little music. We need a vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
And Teddy and I were talking about like what kind of music we would have. Restaurant, what did we say?
Reggaeton. I said, oh, some reggaeton. Yes. And then you said some reggaeton about luchas.
Yes.
And I said, okay.
Which I've never heard a reggaeton lucha theme.
Right. Besides the songs that they reference a luchador to, like Bad Bunny, right? Besides that, yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. I don't think. Imagine, Restaurant, I think we can do this.
Restaurant, if there is anybody out there that's watching or that listens to the Restaurant podcast that knows about reggaeton and writing music, which is so niche in itself already, right? Like, we're already limiting our audience to our best friends. So you have to watch wrestling and know Spanish to know of reggaeton and reggaeton. To write music.
Right.
So.
But you never know.
You never know.
What if there's that one person?
That like, you know. Oh, hello there, Danielle. Thank you so much for watching. Appreciate it. Can you hear us? We've been talking.
Right? Without even knowing if they can hear us.
We've been talking for like 7 minutes. Not sure if anybody can hear us, but we 1,000% appreciate you guys being on with us and watching. We're just talking about our, you know, intro. And if somebody can write that theme song for us, Rest Friend, I don't know how we can pay
maybe,
them.
Maybe to convince them, Rest Friend, who do you think you sound like when you sing? Because
who do I think I sound like?
Right, like just a little bit, you know, like close to them. Because I know your voice is unique, right?
Oh, my gosh.
But someone close to me, if anyone listens to or knows of Sleeping with Sirens, their vocalist, Kellen Quinn, my voice, exactly like that.
Exactly like that. Exactly like it. Perfect. Troy has joined in.
Troy,
let me fix your little... I'm going to be editing live, guys. So while this happens,
so
I'm like in this moment editing, and hopefully you'll be able to see. Let me see what I can do about this. Oh, there we go. He says, let's see. Hey, y'all, I'm...
So cute.
Hey, y'all, not I came late. Not me coming in late, but so happy you guys have YouTube ads now. Yes. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. This YouTube journey of ours has, I feel like, years in the making.
Yeah.
Years in the making. But we've kept at it, and we are super excited to have ads now.
Yeah.
Because that means we're getting paid. We appreciate it. And we appreciate all of our rest friends who have also stuck with us for a really, really long time. And our new rest friends who will continue to see us in this crazy journey.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, how exciting.
I know. I just keep thinking, restaurant. I've told you this before, but I swear every time I see my mom, mm-hmm. she just has to mention our channel and how she loves seeing the views go up. She's like, every time I go, mm-hmm. there's videos that have so many views, and I'm so happy for you girls.
Oh,
restaurant. She's so cute. She's like, I watch the videos, and sometimes I don't understand what they say, what you guys are saying, or what's going on.
But she's here for moral support.
But she's there watching them. Yeah. She really liked the last vlog.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, mom. She'd be giving me pointers. Like, yes, ma'am. Sure. Like, you know, I will talk to Edie about this.
My mom be giving me constructive criticism. Well, that's what she thinks it is. But she'd be like, you just grab your hair so much. You just stop grabbing your hair. And I'm like, mom, I'm sorry. It's like that's my crutch.
Yeah.
You know, some people, I don't know, they'll tap or they'll do something. I have to grab my hair. And then I have to feel like it's in the right place.
I feel like I touch my face a lot and I hate it.
You know who I noticed that also does that when they do like interviews and stuff? Nikki Garcia, formerly Nikki Bella.
Oh.
But she also
you're right.
grabs the hair and
you're
I'm like,
right.
oh my goodness, that is crazy.
Twins.
Who else is joining us?
Okay, they can hear us.
They can hear us.
Thank you,
absolutely. Thank you so much, Danielle, for confirming. We appreciate you because I was stressed about this. Continuing the conversation about MJF and Adam Cole Bebe possibly being the best tag team in wrestling. Freddie Prinze Jr.
According to Freddie Prinze Jr.
Half agree with you. Half not agree with you, right?
Right, like, I'm not mad. Like, that's your opinion.
That's your opinion. Oh, have you seen The Real Housewives? That's my opinion.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I'm loving looking at all of
me
the comments.
Too. That's
it's
so
such,
nice.
Such a blast for me.
I love that you guys are actually on here watching us.
And that you are
commenting
and just really involved. Hi, from New York City. Are we single, restaurant? Restaurant.
No.
She said, I am married.
We're literally both taken by multiple men, so no. Oh, my God, that sounded so wrong.
I am cackling. Troy says, I legit feel like I convinced some Diva Stan friends to get into AEW just by listening to your show.
Oh, now you want to make me cry.
That is so sweet. First of all, Troy's like our child.
Yes.
And we absolutely love him. And since day one. The potential is through the roof. So make sure that you guys go and follow Troy. Turning Heel is fantastic. And he is just so amazing.
He has so much going on right now. So
yes,
no complaints about where do I watch him. There's so much that he's doing. Please check him out.
Oh, I just love it here.
Me too, restaurant. I'm having fun. You know what? I never want to leave.
I never want to leave. I want to stream forever. All right. Let's talk about Roderick Strong.
Okay, let's.
His involvement with the MJF and Adam Cole storyline. Where do you think this is leading to? Because he is not picking up MJF vibes at all.
I mean, who would, right? Uh-huh. The only reason that Adam Cole Bebe is even dealing with him is because he has to. And then I guess, you know, he warmed up to him. Mm-hmm. I can imagine how hard it is for Roderick Strong to see his, you know, best bud, Adam Cole Bebe, tag team with someone who not that many people get along with, right?
Yeah.
And while he's injured, and then, I mean, they also lost two other buddies. I mean, Kyle O'Reilly will be back, right? He'll be back. But Bobby Fish.
Right?
So it's like they keep losing.
Yeah. It's not looking good, right?
Not for Roderick Strong, at least.
A little scared because MJF just offered Adam, he's like, you know what? I'm going to give you a rematch for the title. And I'm like, oh, okay, I didn't think that MJF was actually going to do it. But then in the back of my mind, I'm like, well, maybe this is what Adam Cole wanted. You know, like, people start speculating. And I feel like there's just so many ways that this could end, whether it ends well, whether it ends bad. I don't know. Is Adam going to turn on Roddy? I don't think so.
Me neither.
But where did, like, is this going to turn into a feud of MJF and Roddy? What's happening here?
I always had the vibe from the beginning that Adam Cole Bebe is gonna turn on MJF. I think we talked about this, right?
Yeah.
Because I mean, Adam Cole is a babyface. It works. I just feel like his strengths are as a heel. Like, he's stronger when he's a heel. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
So I feel like he's gonna turn on MJF, and Roddy will definitely be back with Adam.
We can hope so.
I believe.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I don't know where they're going to go with that. What would be the point of separating Roderick Strong and Kyle O'Reilly from Adam Cole, baby? Once Kyle is good and, you know.
If there is a bigger plan to remake the Undisputed Era with the members they have, right? Because I feel like you could really make them trios champs.
Yeah.
In the future. When Kyle comes back.
When Kyle comes back.
But I guess all in due time, that's going to be something that we really have to wait and see how it'll play out. Mm-hmm. But it's just the fact that Roddy's not vibing with MJF. And he's like...
But he's also injured. He's standing out there fighting, trying to fight with MJF while he's injured. Like, what are you doing?
He's like, no, this is not it. And he is stressed. Very, very stressed. Can't blame him. But
no, me neither.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with that. Moving on, let's talk about something that you sent me was Rush, Señor Rush, one of our favorites. He re-signed with AEW. Mm-hmm. Good for him.
Yes, Rush Ryan, good for him.
Because we had not seen him in a very, very long time. Andrade is getting his butt kicked every Saturday on Collision. Mm-hmm. And I feel like he needs friends. He needs backup. I'm waiting. Charlotte, come out. Like, anybody at this point.
I'm sure she wants to Rush Ryan.
I'm sure she does Rush Ryan. I saw a video of her working out with Sheamus this morning on the Celtic Warrior workouts. And she was talking about how... he's like, oh, what's a good cheat meal? And she's like, oh, sushi. And he's like, sushi? That's not a cheat meal. And she's like, oh, I like cheeseburgers, Mexican food. She's like, I don't count Mexican food as cheat food because it's already in my diet. And I was like, oh, I love that. She says she loves tacos. She says she loves nopales. That's her favorite vegetable. Rest friend, how Mexican is that?
That is so Mexican. Not even Mexican. There's a lot of Mexicans that don't even like nopales.
And here she is.
I love her.
Here she is. Iconic. Scott George, who is a long-time watcher and listener, appreciate you. Cole turns on MJF because he's expecting MJF to do it first, but beats him to it.
I agree. I also feel like the general AEW fan probably thinks MJF is going to do it first because he always does.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm excited for them to break up. I'm not going to lie to you. Because they're going to work so well against each other.
And it's somebody posted a picture on Twitter. And you know how like MJF gets in the ring now to help them do the pose? Mm-hmm. That they set up that Adam Cole is in the perfect position to just hit him with the knee for the boom.
Yes.
And that would be very unexpected because, you know, it's the entrance. MJF is still on such a high that he gets to do Adam Cole's entrance with him. So... that would be very, very interesting.
I agree.
It's just this whole whoever turns on the other first, this is what people are waiting for.
Yes.
Just like they were waiting for that double clothesline. And now that it's happened,
yes,
they're like, all right, what's next? So
I mean, should be interesting. All In is coming and All Out. So something is going to happen between them very soon.
I want to say that championship rematch will happen at All Out. And I'm only saying that because I'm trying to be selfish.
And you're manifesting it because we're going to be there.
I want to see it. Right. That first match was so good. And they really got me with that timed out match. So
yeah,
it's crazy. Back to Andrade, who we were talking about, and Señor Rush. They need to get back together because I've been waiting for somebody to help Andrade. He's fighting the House of Black all by himself. So I feel so bad for him.
I mean, hopefully that is also the reason why they made it such a big deal, which, I mean, I understand it is a big deal that they re-signed someone like Rush, especially because when Rush came in, you can tell that a lot of the fans weren't really familiar with him, but they gave him a chance and he had his first match. Was it against Heyman Page that he had Andrade? A big match
or
with?
Rush. I want to say yes. If somebody knows for sure,
I forgot.
You can let us know in the comments, but I'm not 1,000% sure.
Yeah, I think he had a match with someone else before Hangman where the fans were like, oh my gosh, we really like this man because he's brutal.
Yeah.
Right? And that's what most of us like. So I'm really happy that they made such a big deal about it, but I also wonder if it's because of Andrade, you know, so that they can make it such a big deal. That Andrade is getting beat up, but then here's gonna come Rush. And who else is in there? 10?
Honestly, there's a lot of people.
There is a lot of people.
And nobody.
I can't even remember who is in there right now.
Yeah, too many to remember. Or maybe they're just not. I don't know. I was going to be mean. I was going to say something, but it's okay. What? I was like, well, they're not memorable enough if we're not knowing them off the top of our head.
Well, they don't they come out as shown much. On TV. Right. Exactly. They don't come out as much as Andrade and Rouge. And also yeah. Andrade and Rouge haven't been coming out together. So it's like, who is in La Facción Ingobernable? Is that what they're called, right?
Yeah.
La Facción Ingobernable. Can anyone correct me if I'm wrong? But I think it is La Facción Ingobernable that they're called. La Facción Ingobernable. LFI. Right? Yeah, LFI. Okay.
Right?
Trying to refresh my memory.
I don't know. I guess we'll...
We'll find out.
We'll find out. Yeah. I'm going to have you turn the mic this way. Continue to chat with us, guys, in the chat. Just want to have it.
Wait, what do you want to
turn? Just turn it so this cable is on.
Okay.
Just so you can, so you can have it, like, semi in front of you.
Okay.
Yeah, perfect. Moving on to Dominic Mysterio, keeping the Spanish alive here while we can on Rust Friends. So Dominic Mysterio he faced Wesley for the North American Championship on NXT, which people were like, that's crazy. NXT, Dominic, why are you going all the way down there? But he, with the help of Judgment Day, beat him. And now Dominic Mysterio is the new NXT North American champ. Rust Friend.
Which is crazy.
That is insane, right?
Yes.
Because, you know, Mr. Money in the Bank is now in Judgment Day in Damian Priest. I think Finn Balor a number one contender?
Yes.
For Seth's championship?
Yes.
I want to say yes. Somebody... watching.
I know it's one of the main titles, so I think so.
He's in the title picture.
Yes.
In which one? Not sure, but he's in it. He's in one title picture. And Rhea Ripley is the World Women's Champion. Right? Because hers
women,
says that.
Do they say world? Because I know they say women's.
One of them
champion.
Has world in it. I'm so sorry, guys. We don't watch Raw. I sometimes watch SmackDown, but we keep up with the champs and the storylines. It's fine. They're going to be like, no, you don't. Clearly.
Be like, we'll nice get better.
Nice try. Try to fool us.
We'll get better.
We will. But this is very interesting. There is speculation now that the Judgment Day is going to take over that big storyline role that will be have to filled after the Bloodline kind of finishes. So that's the storyline that WWE is going to push. And I think that's great. I really love the Judgment Day. I'm so sad that Edge, you know, is not there. Could you imagine what it could be with Edge?
Yeah, that's so true. I know. I feel like that ended too fast.
Yeah, it really did. And then the Balor heel turn, it was just a lot. Let's see. Scott says Finn versus Seth at SummerSlam.
Okay,
perfect. Yeah, so he's in the title picture. Good for Finn Balor. I think that...
Good for him if he's going to win. Because
you think they're
going
to take the title off of Seth?
No, I don't think so. That's why I'm like, good for him if he's going to win. Because Finn Balor hasn't... He's been there for how long? I think I saw a post that it's been 7 years since he held a main title.
That's so long ago.
Which he only held for a couple hours in the first place, right?
And so sad, honestly. 7 years.
Yeah.
Such a long time.
Yeah.
Crazy. Rhea has the women's world and Asuka has the women's.
Okay.
So Rhea's belt has the actual like world in it.
Yeah.
I wanna say that Asuka's doesn't.
So and Asuka still has like the old school looking.
Just the old school look, yeah. But Rhea's has like the globe inside it.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for that confirmation, Troy. I appreciate it. He's our fact checker here. This Judgment Day, do you think it has the potential to be as big a storyline as the Bloodline?
I do, Rush Friend. Especially because that's another faction, another team that works so well together. Mm-hmm. So well together. They look so good. every time they have a promo, whether it's serious or whether it's funny, it's so good. Everything they do, I am a huge fan. When people were speculating that Rhea's going to turn on them or stuff because she's going to go on her own and do her own thing, I was like, no, not yet. Like, no, yeah. I still want to see them forever, even though we don't tune in and watch, right? I still love seeing them together. It works so, so, so well. I miss, I feel like in WWE, factions work just... I keep saying so well, but that is how,
that is how I feel.
Yeah. Like, I'm used to growing up and being in love with factions, you know? So when a faction works now that I'm older, I love it. I'm so into it.
I agree with you. I think that they could be, if they're given the right time, you know, I feel like with the bloodline, things were so, so intricate. And I feel, we're not talking about the bloodline like as if they're done already, because we know they're still, the story's not done yet. But if they kind of have it in, like, they plant a seed here, but they don't address it till like next year, it's like WrestleMania, that would be something that's like really, really good. Dominic and Rhea just work so well together. It's their chemistry, best friend on screen.
Yeah.
And like the way that they just communicate off screen too, is like, they'll talk about each other in interviews.
Yeah. 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 That's so true.
So crazy. What do you think about this pairing and how it's been working so far?
I'll tell you that at first I was like, this is weird. I thought it was weird. I'm like, really, Rhea and Dominic?
Yeah.
But as soon as they just started to like, it kind of felt like they were taking it as a joke, and it just started to work, right? Like, especially when they were doing all the stunts of going to
like the restaurant,
Dominic's
for dinner.
Parents' house. Yes, all of that was so good. Oh, yeah. And like you said, in interviews, they continue to talk about each other like they're really together. Mm-hmm. And I think it's so cute. Also, the fact that Rhea actually has an open relationship.
No.
An actual real relationship with Buddy Matthews. Buddy? Yeah. That's not his name in AEW, right? It's not Buddy Matthews.
Yeah.
Is it Buddy Matthews?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, okay.
It used to be Buddy Murphy.
There you go. Yes. Okay, so it is Buddy Matthews.
It's the fact that they kept the same initials.
There you go. Yeah.
That's what's confusing.
I'm so confused.
Yeah.
You know, they have an actual relationship. And she still talks about Dominic in interviews, like if her and Dominic are together.
Exactly.
So yeah, I love it to return.
Scott George says that Damian should cash in on Roman after his match with Jey Uso. That would be interesting.
Wow.
Really interesting to see. Man, it's just, I just wonder where Jey is going to go because, you know, he's main event Jey Uso. And what about Jimmy? I feel like Jimmy's also thinking, what about me? Like, I'm in this family too, you know?
Yeah.
I can main event. So there's, and The Rock, we've been waiting for The Rock to come out for years.
Are they literal still years. Talking about The Rock possibly coming to SummerSlam, or would that just be WrestleMania?
They're talking about him doing a segment with Grayson Waller, who did one with John Cena, that last big pay-per-view that they had, which I'm tripping for the life of me.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I guess people like Grayson Waller. But if, could you imagine if The Rock comes out for Grayson Waller and not for Roman Reigns? That's petty.
That's true, Rush friend. That is so true.
So, so petty. And then Scott continuing saying that Judgment Day should run both brands. Why not? Let's do three brands now that, because now that Dominic is the NXT champ, the North American champ, I think that, why not?
That is so true.
Why not? And they're a faction. They don't all have to show up at every single one of the whole time. You can have Dominic and Rhea on Fridays and then Finn and Damian come out, you know, Monday and like a Wednesday. You could rotate them, right?
Okay, some things are starting to cook in my head, and I agree. That would be so cool if they did run all three brands, SmackDown, Raw, and NXT.
Yeah.
Cool. You know what? I hope WWE sees it that way, and that's what they do. Because even if it's for a couple weeks, like, it would be so cool.
That would be awesome. It would really, really work out. Troy says, I need Dominic to run NXT as a top heel. IDK, that's my man. I absolutely love that. I'm here for it. I do agree that, I mean, Dominic is a heel right now, right? They haven't established him necessarily as a heel, but people, not to say that they don't like Dominic, but he was just like not likable for a long time.
Yeah, he's like this huge brat.
Which, crazy. Because I've never seen it that way, right, Troy? I'm with you on that.
I see that. Yeah. He's like this huge brat, and the only reason he has so much power mm-hmm. is because of his friends that are with him.
That's crazy.
And I'm not saying that that Dominic can't beat some ass. I'm sure he can, right?
Yeah.
But
I get it that the people need that he needs to be booked this way. Because a lot of people were like, well, he didn't start in NXT. Yeah, he started on the main roster. And even though it was during the pandemic, because it was, mm-hmm. he was fighting in front of no one. Mm-hmm. And having his dad be Rey Mysterio is not something that is taken lightly in wrestling. That, you know, you need to really work and prove yourself. But I think he's working and proving himself. And I don't think that he's this terrible wrestler that people made him out to be when he first started. I saw the potential, and now everyone is seeing the potential. Mm-hmm. So good for Dominic. Good for Dominic. I do want that whole faction to be dripping in gold, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. Finn's got to do something. And Damian is going to be interesting when he cashes in for whatever championship he cashes in. Because it wasn't a possibility that you could cash in for a belt that wasn't like the main title before a couple of years ago. So I don't know. I think anything's possible.
Yeah, that's true.
Really, really cool stuff. I love the Judgment Day. Love Rhea Ripley. Stan Rhea Ripley. Iconic. I saw an interview, I believe she did with DS from Ring the Bell, and she had a little Dominic action figure in her pocket. It was so adorable. She's like, I keep Dom everywhere.
Dom. I love it.
Adorable. They're also having really, really good merch for the Judgment Day.
Really?
Yes. They have like some animated, like their faces, like the four of them. And then Rhea's t-shirts are just amazing because they all say mommy.
They are.
She's really embraced that. I'm here for it.
Yeah, me too. I'm glad there hasn't been any backlash for her not to continue with it because it just works so well mm-hmm. with her and Dominic.
Yeah. Speaking of Rhea Ripley and the women in wrestling, it was trending this week, this tweet that came out of, I guess, someone timed out how much time the women had been wrestling and in comparison to how much wrestling there was in general. So let me pull up that that message because honestly, Rest Friend, I was shook. So it said, there was 14 hours of TV time for wrestling for the women. For wrestling in general. Women got 44 minutes of that. So that's literally insane. So the amount of women's wrestling on wrestling shows this week, for SmackDown, it was 14 minutes. For AEW Collision, it was 9 minutes. For Raw, it was 6 minutes. Rampage, it was 5 minutes. NXT was also 5 minutes. For Impact, it was 4. And then for AEW Dynamite, it was 1 minute. And I guess the 1 minute was that match that Britt Baker had that really, I guess it was just, what is a squash match?
Yeah, basically.
But yeah, 44 minutes over 14 hours of TV time. That's 5.2%. I need to hear your thoughts on this.
It makes me so angry. I am the type of person that I would want to go to one of these meetings that they have where they're talking about the show, booking the show, right? Whatever. I just know there's a bunch of men mm-hmm. that are sitting down on one big table. And I want to go in there and I want them all to look me in the eyes and tell me why they think this is okay. Mm-hmm. Why do we keep talking about it and them not do anything about it? Why do we keep getting 5 minutes or less of women in a 2-hour show?
Yeah.
Two-hour shows, three-hour shows, 5-hour pay-per-views. We'll get like 2 matches. And it's like, what's the excuse? Mm-hmm. What is it? Because we're asking for more. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter that fans that are not into women's wrestling, it doesn't matter what they think. If they don't want it on TV, what matters is us that are tuning in that do want to watch more wrestling. We're telling you, we want to watch more women on TV, more, give them more time. We want to watch them wrestle, and they're not giving it to us.
Yeah. And it's such a shame because we know that there are such talented women on the roster. And for them not to be showcased at all, not like, it's literally insane. I can't comprehend this.
I can't imagine how frustrating it must be for them back there.
Oh, absolutely. Troy is saying that, let me see if I can zoom this out a little bit better. Hold on, Troy. I got you on this comment. He's saying that, y'all, if I speak on that SmackDown episode where the girls got 2 minutes because the Bloodline took 40 minutes out of the 2-hour show, that was also insane. And I get it, right? You want to continue some storylines, but then there needs to definitely be balance, because you can't tell me that, you know, you couldn't have had 2 women's matches that second hour. Or it's just...
What is so hard? Like, why is it so hard for them to give us at least 15 minutes per show? Out of the 2 hours or 3 hours, at least give these women 15 minutes to wrestle. Because not only do we get 30-minute matches with men, right? But we also get hour-long matches.
With men, yeah.
And we can't even have 15 for the women, ever?
Ever, exactly.
Like, it's ridiculous. I hope other people can understand how ridiculous it sounds, because that's how it is. It is ridiculous.
Yeah. Scott George is saying, only guarantee on AEW is that the women's match will go on from 9:23 to 9:30. That's been the trend for the last few weeks. That sucks. Completely sucks. Because no fault to the women.
No.
Absolutely no fault to because, the women.
Because, yeah, we were just talking about this. There's fans that love to put it on the women, mm-hmm. that it's their fault, mm-hmm. that why don't they politic better? Why
exactly.
don't
they doesn't? They make what it the about, like, are you even talking why aren't about? You pitching yourself? Why aren't you working better with people backstage? Do you know how many men have had problems with other coworkers backstage, and yet they're getting the hour-long matches? Mm-hmm. They're getting things handed to them on a silver platter. You know, they're getting these features, these storylines, these segments every single week.
Our homeboy and his friend, mm-hmm. were fucking biting some people, and now he has a whole Saturday show.
Yeah. So,
but the women can't have at least 15 minutes because they're problematic or what? Like, I know people's excuses are so weird.
And people will also say, like, oh, well, you know, women's wrestling doesn't draw. What are you talking
to you?
About? What are
to
you talking
you?
About? Do you remember when WWE had Evolution? Mm-hmm. Was it Evolution? Mm-hmm. That pay-per-view, the all-women's pay-per-view, mm-hmm. and it was sold out? Like, you're not going to
That still
tell.
Wasn't enough for
and
people.
And it was not enough. They were like, oh, well, it didn't do the numbers that we thought it was going to do. What do you mean? What do you mean?
It was sold out. I don't understand.
Exactly. I don't understand. And poor, no, I'm not going to say poor women, because I feel like that makes them it makes them something else. But these women really work their asses off every single week. They pitch for themselves. They have to do everything that they can on social media. And I can only imagine like the politics that go into it backstage too. But like at the end of the day, the people who run the shows have to take responsibility and be like, yeah, sorry, we are not giving these women enough time, but this is what we're doing. You can't just give us a tournament and then be like, oh, well, that was the women's stuff and that's it. You know, I really need these women built into characters. I really need to know about their storylines. You know, Willow and Athena just had a fantastic match on Ring of Honor, and Willow is doing amazing things. Like, I want to see her every single week.
Yeah.
So why not put her on TV? I just don't understand. Like, she just won this big tournament and people are not being featured. And I guess people will also talk about Britt Baker and how, you know, she gets handed things or whatever, but like that squash match that was like a minute, that could have led to something, right? We could have had a little segment after talking about who she's gonna go after next. I don't know, there's just so many things, and it's so hard for me to talk about because that's like, I'm so upset about it.
No, yeah, I mean, it's because there's so many things to put into it. Let's also think about the fact that they take so much time to get ready, right? Mm-hmm. To do their hair, to do their makeup. And they come out looking the best, mm-hmm. for them to get a minute of TV or 5 minutes or less. Mm-hmm. It's like the audacity, restaurant.
Yeah.
Because they're coming out here literally looking the best and they don't even get the time that they deserve. Yeah. It makes me so mad for so many different reasons.
And I hope that AEW, now talking about specifically AEW, I hope that they in the future will allow, I guess, you know, because they've had some pretty great matches with the women, and specifically ones where the women get bloody. And some people will like to say, okay, well, this person did that kind of match, so isn't that enough? Absolutely not.
No.
Absolutely not. It's about consistency. Mm-hmm. You can't just give us something 1 week and then have us wait 2 months for the next thing and then hope that we are okay with that. Mm-hmm. Like, there are so many women on the roster. Mind you, some of them are injured. Absolutely get that. But they need to be showcased. Like, I miss Penelope. I think Penelope is fantastic. You know, Anna Jay, what's she doing? Like, there's just so many. And I know Ty is pregnant, but even when she was there, you had her with Sammy, but she's more than just with Sammy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And same thing with Britt. Like, she's more than just with Adam. Like, yeah. These women are their own stars.
Yeah.
And it's hard that they're not being seen like that.
Yeah, that's why it makes me so mad when people are like, oh, it's because they don't draw like the men. What are you even talking about? Because there has been so many segments where...
The men don't even draw like the men.
The men don't even draw. And we'll talk about it on Twitter, how a segment was so boring. Please mm-hmm. stop giving that to us. And they'll keep running it week after week, right? Exactly. Like when they were giving us Jeff Jarrett. Who wanted to see that?
Who wanted to see that, honestly?
And we still keep seeing him on TV. And we keep saying why?
Yeah.
And how come it's not the same with the women, right?
I don't know. We're not the only ones that are out there that feel like this.
No, we're not.
I feel like a lot of our rest friends are also on the same boat with us, that they want more women's wrestling, that they want the women to be treated better, to be respected, to really be showcased because they are talented.
To be given the time that they deserve.
Some of them are more talented than the men on these rosters.
Facts.
So, I don't know. Y'all got to get your lives together because what was that number? The 14 minutes out of 44? Yeah. Oh, 44 minutes 44 over minutes. 14 hours. That's
embarrassing.
That's very embarrassing. It's bullshit. What a mess. What a mess. Because I don't know, man. I feel like I could talk about this forever.
No, you're a friend. We're so angry.
I need to get like my thoughts together better on this. But man.
We could literally talk about it every week because we have this same issue every mm-hmm. week.
Yeah.
And we're not going to stop talking about it until we're not going to stop talking about it
because we are women with a podcast and we love women in wrestling. So everybody who doesn't like that, you cannot watch us. Boo you.
I was going to say something mean, but we're on YouTube.
I know. It's okay. We can add it to the podcast later.
Okay, we'll add it to the podcast later. Explicit version.
Explicit version. I mean, this is a little... We didn't do too crazy. We haven't said that many crazy things.
No, I think I said one word, but I think we'll be fine.
I think I said one thing too. We're not going to watch it. The whole channel's going to get taken down. All right. Well, let's talk about happy news. Chicago, we are super ready for All Out. We're going to have a lot of Impact tapings. We are just ready for that whole Labor Day week. I don't say weekend because I say week. We're going to have Dynamite, Rampage, Collision, and All Out. I'm super, super ready for it. But now there's other shows that are also announcing their talent, their cards. AAW, you know, they're going to have Jake something. They're going to have Masha Slamovic. And that's going to be the Thursday of the softball game. So we're going to the softball game.
Wait, is there going to be a softball game? We don't know yet.
We don't know yet, but we're banking on the fact that there will be a softball game. And if not, we'll do GA, standing room only for that show.
Right.
But another thing that they've announced is StarCast. And they started to say who was going to be there. StarCast for people who haven't been there. Restaurant, can you talk a little bit about what StarCast is?
StarCast is an event where they hold meet and greets, live podcasts, like what we're doing right now. You know, they will be doing it in person. Yeah. There's also, I know they'd be having like karaoke with like wrestlers. Yeah. They have like a lot of little events where, I guess like different rooms where you just go and, you know, whatever you are interested in doing.
Yeah, it's kind of like
they have options. That's the thing.
Kind of like a Comic-Con for wrestling, right?
Kind of like a Comic-Con for wrestling. Yeah, because like I said, there'll be meet and greets, but it's not only going to be AEW stars. There's going to be other people there that we'll be talking about in a bit.
Yeah.
It's just a huge event for wrestling fans, and we're hoping it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I know that there's some things that you and Lo are looking forward to. Hopefully they have.
I would hope so. Let's continue to get some of these comments in here. Scott George said, Roman's entrance is
12 minutes
alone.
Is that true?
I think we can't blame
Roman. Maybe he's exaggerating, right?
But let the women have their time.
Right, yeah. But that's the thing. Like, okay, it's fine that Roman's entrance is so long, but okay, then also let the women be out there for that long and longer.
Give me a storyline, a good storyline, with the woman being featured as big a star as Roman Reigns. Mm-hmm. I feel like they really had that when Becky was being pushed, when Charlotte was being pushed, but then it still wasn't enough.
I mean,
you know, like, I know that they could have been doing more. Like, I know they came out as stars, but, like, you can't tell me that they couldn't have worked harder to push Becky a little bit more, or to push Charlotte a little bit more, or Bayley, or Sasha when she was there.
You know what match alone would have been maybe as big? I feel like it would have been bigger than the Bloodline storyline. The Four Horsewomen.
Four Horsewomen. Yup.
That alone could have been a main event for Evolution 2. And
that could have sold a WrestleMania.
It would have been a sold out show, just that match alone. And
I'm so mad that, like, we're never going to get that.
Yeah.
And
at least not in WWE anytime soon.
I really hoped that we would be able to get it.
Me too.
I was like, well, maybe, you know, when Ronda Rousey was brought in and then we had Shayna Baszler in there, and then there was talks about other women from the UFC also joining. I'm like, this is it. The Four Horsewomen, you know, let's do it. Let's pull the trigger. Let's do it now. And it just didn't happen.
Right, like they
left money on the table.
Literally, they literally had the Four Horsewomen of wrestling and the Four Horsewomen of UFC at the same time. Right. And they did nothing with that.
The biggest fumble in wrestling, probably top five, is not doing the Four Horsewomen.
Absolutely.
Tragedy.
Yeah.
Troy saying, drag them, Teddy.
You know it.
Mm-mm. Thank God for all the female promotions like Stardom and Women's Wrestling Army, though. Yeah, you know, Maria Kanellis is doing really, really good work. And props to her, because running a whole wrestling show by yourself is tough. So I know that she just got to be really, really working.
Of course, she has to be fighting.
Yeah.
I'm sure she's out here fighting.
And because she went through a time where women weren't even wrestling. They were just kind of eye candy, showing up, doing a little move here, and then calling it a day.
Or doing big stuff. Like, I know she shared a clip of them having a mud wrestling
fight.
Was it pudding?
I think it was pudding.
They did big things like that.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's such a big deal. Like, having to go to work and being told, oh, you're going to go in a pool of mud or pudding or whatever, and that's it?
That is insane.
Yeah.
Insane. Scott George says, I heard you're not supposed to swear in your first 5 minutes of your live, and then after it's fine. Okay.
Oh.
Well, you learn something new every day.
Shouldn't have told me that. That's true. That is true.
Going back to something that Troy said, he said, did that Angie Mysterio versus Rio?
I'm here for it.
WrestleMania. Book it with Dominic. Oh, I love a good mixed tag match.
Yeah.
So we could do Angie and Rey versus Rhea and Dominic.
Stop it.
I live for a mixed tag match. So I am 1,000% in support of that. That is so funny. Oh, man.
So we're
fumbled. Yeah. Going back to
StarCast.
They've announced some people, and I feel like I already have a list of people that I want to meet, and I'm already poor. So just a couple of people that they've announced is Eddie Kingston, Taya Valkyrie, Johnny TV, Maria Kanellis, who we were just talking about, Mike Bennett, Matt Taven, The Infantry?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Danhausen, Sean Spears, Billy Starks, Hook, Satnam Singh, Josh Woods, Maki Ito, Sky Blue, Ricky Starks, Dennis Rodman.
Yes, and yes, Bulls, Dennis Rodman.
Yes.
My mom's going to be like, ooh, llévame.
Oh, my God. They announced Powerhouse Hobbs, Athena, Chris Statlander, Swerve, Nick Wayne, Christian, Orange Cassidy, and Britt Baker. So far. Yeah, and we are a month away. So I can only imagine how many people are going to be there.
Oh, I hope they have someone so, so, so cool. Who? That's outside of wrestling. I don't know.
Oh.
I remember they had...
Do they make it a habit of, like, also non-wrestling related people? Because, like,
yeah.
I guess, you know, Dennis Rodman was in wrestling for a little bit, but...
Yeah, best friend, they'll have meet and greets, like, as Dennis Rodman. Mm-hmm. I forgot who they had. I remember, the one year I remember the most is All In, which was 2018, mm-hmm. StarCast 2018. I believe they had Macaulay Culkin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they do have some non-wrestling related people. So I'm looking forward to a restaurant because I haven't done FanFest. And I have high hopes for StarCast because they do make it a little bit more organized, I want to say.
Yeah.
So hopefully it's got good
potential.
Time. Yeah.
I've never been, so I'm really excited. I'm hoping that they have the Garcia twins, Brie and Nikki.
Maybe.
I hope that they bring the Bella twins. Because Ooh. If Danielson is here, like, and it's not just about, like, you know, wrestling and there's, like, podcasting, well, then they could do, like, a live podcast.
Maybe. You never know. We might even see Brandy. She's doing signings.
Oh. Could you imagine?
She said she retired. She retired from in-ring.
Yeah.
What's it called? She's not wrestling, right?
That would be
so crazy. But she's still doing signings.
So crazy.
Imagine.
Okay. As soon as Britt Baker was announced, I'm like, oh, I don't want to spend more money. Like, but then I'm like, but if she looks great there, and I'm like, I have to get a picture with Britt. The amount, I was just talking to Lo about this yesterday. I was like, Britt Baker is like my Jesus.
Yeah.
Like, I will pray to Britt Baker. Fan club. I'm president of the Britt Baker fan club. She does not know this, but I will tell her.
I'm sure she knows her friend.
She's amazing.
If not, I'm sure she saw you and she's like, I want her to be the president of my fan club.
She is amazing. I absolutely love it. Let's see. The single comment.
Wait, I had to point it out again. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Thanks for watching, Isabel. And I did listen to 7.
Yeah.
Is it 7?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was good. Yeah. I didn't know he was going to be swearing up in there. I was like...
Restaurant. The first time we heard it, mm-hmm. it was the clean version.
Yeah.
And then Isabel and I listened
What's
to...
What's the clean version? Loving You, Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then we heard the not clean version, and I was like, oh, okay.
Restaurant, it literally caught me off guard, because I'm like, there's no way this is him. First of all, there's no way. And then I'm like, he was out there swearing.
Yeah, restaurant.
Okay. I'm here for it. Hi, I'm up. Love to see it. Love your hair, Edie. I love you. Okay. Love you. And yeah, I added it to my playlist. So the influence of Chavez is real.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Love to see it.
That's why it's number one on the charts now.
Okay. Snaps. If you haven't listened to it, where can people listen to it?
Stream 7 by Jungkook on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music, wherever you listen to music.
Yeah.
Stream 7 by Jungkook.
It's a 10 out of 10. I do recommend. Best friend, do you think you're going to meet anybody that I listed off?
So far that's on there, mm-hmm. I have never met Britt Baker.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
So I have to meet Britt. Best friend.
She would love you.
Stop. I'm going to cry.
Oh, my God. Okay, now we have to meet her. Okay.
Now we got to meet Britt Baker. Got to look our best selves and meet Britt Baker. No, yeah, best friend, I have to meet Britt Baker.
Yeah.
There's so far, I mean, someone else that I would love to meet. I know Sergio's going to want to meet Maki Ito. I would love to meet Ricky respectfully. Oh. Respectfully.
I'm gonna meet Ricky too, Russ friend. It's okay.
Okay, I'm just saying respectfully, Russ friend. I need you to know it. I need to put it out there, okay? You know that in this relationship there's nothing but respect.
I'm cackling, and, Russ friend.
You know. Russ friend, but Christian Cage will be nice to see again. It all depends because there's gonna be more people being announced.
Oh, yeah.
You know that if
and then we have to prioritize and budget.
Exactly. Like, because, you know, my number one is Hangman.
Yeah.
If that's all I have money for, that's all
that's
I'm eating.
All Hangman.
If Hangman's not there, I'm not going to be there. And I'm just kidding.
Oh. Hangman's not going, I'm not going.
What am I even going to be there for?
What's the point?
Yeah.
I think there was someone else that I was like, there's a couple people that I'm like on the fence about meeting. It just, I guess it'll depend.
Okay.
Who
is not on here that you would love to see on here that because you really want to meet them?
That's a good one. I missed my chance to meet Jeff and Matt at WrestleCon. So I think I would do an updated picture.
What sucks with them is that their lines be long, right?
Yeah, their lines. Oh my God, their lines are so long. And Jeff and Matt love to interact with each and every single one of their fans, which is beautiful, right? But Jeff be dancing with all these people, and I'm just like, Jeff, you gotta speed it up. It's like that time where he was gonna go save Matt, but he's like, oh, I gotta do a dance break. Just like that. You're just like, just get in there. Just do it.
Oh, Jeff.
But they are so lovely to their fans. So I guess I'll have to judge on that time to see like if they're super long. But if the Blackpool Combat Club is there, I gotta take a picture with them again.
Of course.
I don't know what it is like at this point. Like I was at Double or Nothing when they did FanFest. I did not have a ticket purchased for them. And then when I got there, I was in line to meet Britt, and I just kept looking at Yura and Claudio, and they were like chilling, having a good old time. And I was like, oh, those are like my boys. Like I'm also the president of the Blackpool Combat Club fan club, the BCCC, the Blackpool Combat Club consultant. I have to go. And they were great. Did not disappoint. So I'm like, okay, now like it has to be a thing. But I also really want to meet Mox and meet Danielson. But I know that they're never going to do a thing together. If they had the whole Blackpool Comic Club together.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I feel like that would be cool.
They're missing out on money with that. I feel like they could easily charge $500 or $350. I think they could do the $500 if when Mox was still champ and when Yuta and Claudio were champs. I feel like that could have been a $500 picture for four people.
$500 is crazy.
I think who did I pay? I didn't pay $500. But John Cena was like $250 probably. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I guess, but it's John Cena, right?
Right.
But like Blackpool Combat Club, if you would have, I guess with William Regal, then that would have been the $500.
Oh man, that would have been money.
That would have been that picture. And that would have been the time to do it. You missed out, guys. You missed out on not doing that photo op. I feel like, Restaurant, we got to organize these. I would know how to make people money. I'd be like, all right, all five of you in the picture, but each of you guys are going to get $100 every picture.
Yes.
Every picture.
Friend.
For this many pictures, because they also have to profit, right?
I'm saying Tony Khan is not ready to meet us.
He's not ready for our business.
His pockets are not ready.
For our creative ideas?
Yes.
He's going to be like, next. Cross it off. Next. You thought that was a good idea? Next.
You know what? As long as we're confident.
Oh, yeah.
And we don't lose our spirit. Mm-hmm. Who cares if he next us? Like, okay, we'll bring back more ideas next week. No, somos ahorita, friend.
You're not going to get rid of us.
No, he's not going to
get rid of us. We are here to stay. Travis says, wow, I'm on the screen. Yes. We got our new streaming platform. Girl, I learned all of this last night.
She was literally here when I got here, like still trying to figure things out. Great. There's so many controls.
I was still clickety-clacking away.
Clickety-clacking away.
Now look at this. Look at where we are. Yer. I love to see it. Next song recommendation for next week, guys. Travis will always be here. Her mission is going to be to find us a reggaeton artist that will record us.
That's so true, Isabel. That's your job.
A lucha song for our intro. But we have to help write the lyrics.
I'm just going to take our idea.
I said Mimi and Chris could do it, probably.
Yeah.
I think Mimi has some reggaeton lyrics in her.
I don't. I don't think.
Prima, I know you do. I'm dead.
Not reggaeton.
I know she has a lot of reggaeton.
People are going to want to be perreando to our song, Restaurant. I love it.
And then that will be our entrance music when we debut in AEW.
Us dancing?
To our reggaeton song. That's how we walk down the ramp.
Right, because you want a song like Gasolina for Restaurant, us to walk out.
That one, Rompe, would also do so good.
Rompe would be fire.
Even like we seen Yandel, La Abusadora. That also was like, we'll be coming out looking great. Okay. And then that would be us accompanying Señor Rouge to the ring.
Okay.
I have visions, guys. Okay. I see this.
Yeah. I love how you just bring this up right now.
Like. Manifestation at its best. I think this is how it works. Who else? I might get a picture with Chris Statlander.
Yes. I was going to say Chris Statlander.
Yeah.
Statlander. I need to meet best friends. That's the thing.
Oh, if they're there. Absolutely.
They better be there. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the chances are since they keep losing. Like, you're going to have them lose on TV all the time and then charge for meet and greets?
Yes. Also, Takeshita. I need to meet Takeshita if he's there.
StarCast is the show to have him in for a meet and greet. So they better have Takeshita.
If they don't have him there. And Colt Cabana. I really need Colt Cabana there. Because CM Punk, he's probably never there.
You know who we don't need?
Right. We don't need him. The Young Bucks?
The Young Bucks better be there. Kenny? Hangman, Kenny.
Oh my God, there's literally so many people. They would probably bring like Will Ospreay. They'd fly him back.
Yeah, they definitely would have Will Ospreay.
They'd have Aussie Open.
Oh my God, if they had some New Japan stars on
there. I feel like they would.
If they're going to be here for All Out.
Yeah.
Someone better be. Imagine Okada, Tanahashi. Ooh. That's someone they would have, like Okada.
I think I'd get a picture with Okada.
Kota Ibushi.
Man, I'm so poor. I need the whole lineup before. I'm
we like, literally okay. don't even have the full lineup and we're already poor.
Yes, and we're already poor. And it's like, well, there's still other shows. I think we still need to buy our GCW tickets, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I still need my All Out tickets.
We have so many tickets that we have to buy. So many things. But yeah, Rest Friend, is there anything else you want to talk about?
No, Rest Friend. We will see everyone next week. Next week, I will talk a little bit about the G1 Climax.
Ooh.
So please tune in, guys.
That would be, it's going to be interesting.
I feel like singing just because there's a microphone on my face.
Go ahead, Rest Friend.
No, Rest Friend. I'm not prepared today.
Like, what's stopping you? Go ahead.
Not today. Maybe next week.
People are going to unsubscribe after they hear us singing.
Where do you think I don't want to sing right now?
The duo. We'll sing after this. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, everyone.
For watching. We absolutely appreciate it. Honestly, it's been an episode today.
Yeah, for sure.
We've learned a lot, but we're glad that you guys were able to interact with us, to have your comments pop up on the screen. It's just really been so fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad that mm-hmm. now we get to do this and we're back with the consistent show, and we're super excited that you guys are just joining us through this journey. So we absolutely love you. Thank you so much, Rest Friend. Where can our Rest Friends find us on all other social media platforms?
Our link tree has the link to every Rest Friend.
Literally everything. Our social media.
Everything. Everything Rest Friend related is on our link tree, on our Twitter bio, Instagram bio. That is where you will find everything that you want to see from us.
Absolutely lovely. And yeah, we love you guys. Thank you so much for sticking around and thank you for continuing to support us. You literally mean the world to us. We love our Rest Friends. And I feel like I can never say that enough.
No, me neither.
And I love my Rest Friend. You, Rest Friend.
Rest Friend, I love you.
10 out of 10, guys. Love you. And we will see you guys next time.
Bye.